Bringing Guide Dogs to New South Wales, an inspiring speech by John Stokes from Guide Dogs Western Australia, and the enthusiastic energy of the members of APEX, a volunteer community service organisation, were the driving factors behind the establishment of Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT 60 years ago. According to the then Zone 10 APEX president, Doug Cameron, who was a delegate to the annual APEX National Convention in Adelaide, John gave such an impressive presentation at the convention about the work they were doing with guide dogs in the West that the decision was made to adopt guide dogs as the local project in New South Wales, even though the decision hadn't yet gone through the normal processes.
My biggest concern at the start was the impact we might have on existing support organisations for people with low vision, as I knew that the public would find our beautiful dogs very appealing. I used to go to a lot of conferences regarding the expansion of the guide dog movement when I was state secretary, and on one occasion I went to Perth with a delegate from the Blind Citizens Club. We had a black tie dinner one night, and I was to collect him from his room on the way to dinner. When I knocked on the door that night, he told me to come in. I opened the door, and I found the room was pitch black. That had a great effect on me. There he was, all dressed up with his bow tie and everything, and he had done it entirely in the dark. The next day, we went to the beach to go swimming. After some time in the surf, my friend from the Blind Citizens Club said he'd had enough and was going back to the beach. He started to swim, but was heading out to sea rather than to shore, and I had to stop and turn him in the right direction. Those two occasions makes you realise what a blind person has to deal with every day. It made me feel very glad of the part I played in bringing guide dogs to New South Wales. Back in 1957, our original committee consisted of me as the APEX representative serving as honorary secretary, a solicitor who was vision impaired, and representatives from other organisations dealing with blind people. We used my accountancy practice office in Manly as the state office for 3 years.
By the end of that time, the organisation had grown to the stage that it was necessary to employ staff, and it was no longer possible to maintain the original setup, and a separate state office was established.